Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First, I want to get reaction to the 26-month sentence imposed on former Congressman Chris Collins from noted attorney Paul Cambria. Paul, thanks very much for being with us. 26 months, your initial reaction.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised because I listened to what Collins had to say in his sentencing remarks, and I thought they were spot on and pretty moving, actually, because in the end, he really has caused a great problem for his son and obviously for his wife. I met them. They were neighbors of mine. We weren't social friends or anything. In fact, I sued him on behalf of the legislature. But nevertheless, I do know that she's a very nice woman, and I know that he has to be devastated over the impact on his son and his wife. And so I'm a little bit surprised that it's 26 months. I think that's a little heavy. But, you know, it is what it is. Do we know the details as far as whether or not they're going to let him self-surrender? Usually they do that. I don't think they took him away in cuffs today.
I do not have that information handy. We're going to be going to an ABC press conference with reaction, I believe, from the prosecutors after this. So reading what the arguments were in court, it seems that one of the items that was talked about a lot by the U.S. attorney's side was the fact that Chris Collins ran for re-election and asked people of the public to put their trust in him while all along knowing to himself that he was guilty.
Yeah, I think that the judge seemed to focus on the calculation of it all. And I think at one point made a comment that the probation office had bought into the emotional side of it. And I don't think the judge saw it that way. I think the judge figured this was a calculated move on his part to save financial loss for his son. That appears to be where the judge was, and he did seem to be troubled by a public figure basically making statements that weren't true and then talking to the FBI and doing the same thing. And, you know, what happens, it's one thing to have an insider trading case, but it's something to compound that with lying to the FBI. A lot of people don't realize it, but you don't have to actually be sworn in if you lie to a federal official. That is a felony. And there are some new cases that say you need to, you know that penalty's out there. But it doesn't require you, okay, I'm going to put you under oath, now we're going to talk, and if you tell a lie, you can be prosecuted.
And you've brought that up before on this very show. You have brought that point up before on this very show.
Yeah. So I think those things together probably still saved him some time. I mean, this could have been a 3-4 year situation, and maybe it saved him some time. I thought that the judge would go along with probation or would do a home confinement or a split sentence, you know, 6 months in a camp and the rest house detention, but apparently not.
In a situation like this, is a minimum security federal prison where he's going to end up?
Well, he should end up there. That's where they put, you know, individuals who are not involved in violent crimes, and he very well should be there. And, you know, I visited a lot of those interviewing clients, and they really are sort of the setting of a college dormitory. Nevertheless, you know, you're still locked up at night and all of that. But on the other hand, you know, there aren't barbed wire fences and et cetera. So, and that's where he should be. You shouldn't have someone like him in population with very dangerous individuals. That just doesn't make any sense. It's not right. And I don't think they'll do it. I think they'll send him to a camp. It'll be interesting if it'll be in Florida now that he moved, or whether or not it'll be up here.
We're talking with Paul Cambria. Former Congressman Chris Collins, within the past 10 minutes or so, has been sentenced to 26 months in federal prison by Judge Broderick in New York City. And if the judge says 26 months, Paul, what would be the earliest Chris Collins could be released with good time?
You know, I'm not sure, and I say that because there are a number of programs that you can enroll in at the prison which give you credit and you can reduce your sentence. So the issue, there's definitely a good time factor, but also there are a number of programs which can help you reduce your sentence. Some people who are given a sentence like that, midway through the sentence, will try to be released to a halfway house. And a halfway house is a situation where you go there, if you had a job, you could go back and forth to the job, that kind of thing. And it's even less secure than one of these camps. So that's hard to say. I heard his comments and about dark places and the rest of it, and it may very well be that he'll be eligible for some programs that will further reduce his actual incarceration.
So under the best of circumstances, factoring in good time and those programs, you think a year and a half is going to be the actual effect of this sentence?
Probably be a little bit closer to 2 years. I think it'll probably be right around there.
All right, 24 months instead of 26 months. I see Phil writing something frantically. Are we going to go to ABC? No. Do you expect Chris Collins will also receive my question is, he's also been given a $200,000 fine as well as a year of probation.
Yeah, it's a year of supervision, and the $200,000 fine actually is on the low side. Given the situation, it's probably fairly well on the low side.
So $200,000 fine, a year of probation, and 26 months in federal prison for former Congressman Chris Collins. What is the lesson here, Paul, for the rest of us?
Well, I think that especially when you're a public figure, and the judge also mentioned the fact that he had a fiduciary role in that company because he was on the board of directors, meaning that he had a duty to the other stockholders and so on in the company, and clearly selling stock could affect the price of the stock on the market and therefore, you know, affect the other stockholders and the value of their stock. So you have a situation where you're a public individual, you have a fiduciary relationship to a company, you lie to the FBI, and in the end, you know, you're trying to save money for yourself or someone in your family. All of those together wind up being a fairly severe penalty on the federal side. And I think it's just, you know, the lesson is no matter how much money you have and how great a personality and profile you have in the community, when the rubber hits the road, and if you've committed some crimes, you're going to pay for them, especially on the federal side where there are a lot of very steep penalties.
Paul Cambria, anything else we should know? Anything else you want to say about the sentence or the way everything went down today from your attorney, from your perspective as one of the nation's premier defense attorneys?
Yeah, I don't think that there's any, you know, he would tell them routinely you have a right to appeal. I don't think there's any valid grounds from what I've heard anyway to alter this sentence on an appeal.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.